Good morning, everyone. It's Forbesy. I thought for this talk on belonging, I would take you to where I belong, my home. And I just wander with you through the beauty of this morning, because nature can do the talking far better than I can. Here are the flowers I love. Flowers are a passion of mine. These lilacs had grown over the fence and were taking up more than half of that bay window, so I cut them down to nubs in my grief at losing Sadie Dog in June. But look, they're coming back, just like the YouTube video said they would. I had my doubts. Here we have the Rose of Sharon. I love living in Sharon, where we have a rose named after us. It's a beautiful hibiscus that blooms every year. Okay, now we're in my backyard. Tim Tyler called my backyard the best backyard in Sharon, which made me so happy. Oh, that's the bird seed. Those rascally squirrels get into it, and I have to come up with a better solution, but that's waiting till the birds need my help again. This is what I call the birthday garden, because 3 years ago, for my birthday, Tom Kinraid wanted to give me a present. What a wonderful, generous, fabulous man he was and is in all of our lives still. So he and I took a ramshackle vegetable garden, put down black cloth, the weed preventer, and I planted this garden, and it has my favorite colors in it, the yellows and pinks and purples. Here's a gladiolus that's blooming. Oh gosh, that's a discovery for me this year, the gladiolus. I'm always learning. Variegated hostas, marigolds, vincas. Look at these cosmos coming out with the end of summer color. So we did this garden, and the bricks on it were the bricks that used to hold down the cover on my water feature, which is coming up. But now I have a safety cover. Oh, wow, the orange one is just blooming today. So I had to use these bricks, so I laid it out creatively. The pattern just kind of came to me. Over here we have ever-bearing strawberries. See that tiny little nubbin of a strawberry coming out? Okay, here we come to the water feature, the pool. When I was growing up, I sure wanted a pool. And my parents generously bought this house for me when I was getting divorced 15 years ago with three little children, and I didn't have the wherewithal, and they did. So talk about a gift. Okay, now we're going up to what I call Tom's garden, which is kind of derelict right now, but it will be blooming with echinacea again, and yarrow, and many day lilies and hostas. And you know how I said I always wanted a pool? Well, I always wanted a tree house. And when I got really sick in 2007 and almost died, I thought, gee, if I survive this, I'm gonna get me a tree house. So my son Russell and I designed it by just drawing some pictures and talking about it. He actually wanted a slide that went off into the pool, which would have been really cool, but couldn't quite do that. But built this house in the trees, and here's a pretty view of the big backyard. So you can imagine we had a lot of fun in here playing. This is my idea of what childhood should be like, full of books and art, toys. Every single piece in this place has a story behind it. Okay, this dress on this doll was Ruth Gordon's christening dress. I did a movie with her, and when she died, she was such a mentor to me, such a lovely, spirited woman. So when she died, there was an auction of her clothing. Garson Kanin did it. He's a brilliant playwright. And I bid ferociously for this christening dress. And here it is. Oh, here are my kids. I got Kaisa at SDSU. Russell and Bridget graduated from Emmanuel College. Perry is at University of Portland. And this is the farm camp in California that shaped my life in a very big way. Okay, here's the sun coming through again. 4BZ, that's me, 4BZ. A friend came up with that and I got my vanity plate in California. Back in the days was when I was an actress in California and New York. Those were fun and heady days. Okay, now we're gonna head down the stairs. So belonging. I felt I belonged in Manhattan. I didn't belong in LA. All those freeways, I don't like cars. But Manhattan had those two rivers surrounding it and a great big, beautiful, green, beating heart of Central Park in the middle. And I loved my life in Manhattan. And the theater community is a great big family. This is the downstairs, I call it the boys area. And it actually wasn't even gonna be an area. It was, but when the top was built, there was all this space down here. So I asked Matt, Kelly, who really designed and built this whole thing in 2007, if he could fill it in. And he said, sure, Forte. I usually build from the ground up, but I can do that. So he did. And it was all finished on September 1st, 2007, which actually is the birthday of Kieran McLaughlin, who lives at that wonderful family used to live with me, and now they live at Tom's house, thanks to Rebecca and the Kinraids. Here it's Kaisa, Mom, Perry, and Russell. So let's see. Okay, so we had Tom's garden. Now we have Russell and Bridget's garden, which you can't really see too much of. Russell and Bridget have a garden because each of my children had a tree when we moved here, and Russell's tree didn't make it, so he needed his own place. And now here's Sadie's garden. Sadie, my beloved dog. This doesn't really look like me or Sadie, but it gets the spirit of our togetherness. And this will all be blooming beautifully. Oh, my very first garden maybe is this, the fairy garden. That statue is called the Good Fairy. It's from the 20s, and my grandmother, Grandmopsy, my beloved grandmother, had that statue, and she is my, talk about guiding spirit and making me feel I belonged. A love of family. Oh, I gotta hurry up because it's almost time. Here's a little pond. Here's the beautiful pool where we have so much fun and I swim every day. And I bounce on that trampoline every day, 100 jumps to keep me young. So I can assume my mother's mantle of being the healthiest woman in Massachusetts, along with my sisters. More gardens. Hot tub, that's the other thing I needed. If I survived, I was gonna get a treehouse and a hot tub. And I did. Okay, and now we're going over to the trees that I planted for my other two children, my twins, Kaisa and Perry. Perry got a pair of pear trees. And finally, after a decade, more than a decade, they're heavy. Look how heavily they're laden, they're bent over. But they weren't doing too well in the beginning, so I planted another pair of pear trees for Perry, and they're out front and they're laden with green pears, a different kind. This is Kaisa's peach tree, which yielded hundreds of delicious peaches and made the best ice cream. Okay, we got a swing. We got that swing. We got the jumpster. I invite you all to come over and play. And I'm going to wind up with a short little song, because it wouldn't be me if it weren't a song. We sing it in children's choir. The time to be happy is now. The place to be happy is here. The way to be happy is make others happy and live our best life with good cheer all year. Okay, this is me saying I love you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for making me feel I belong.